Okay, so we're doing Bishalakam and Eretz Ashilan. Bishalakam is an interesting sugya, by the way. Just mentioning. I mean, we're kind of, you know, touching on it a little bit, but it's very interesting. If anyone's looking for an interesting sugya to do. So Bishalakam and Pasakam. I just saw the Rashba learns this Gemara. It's very interesting. I looked in the Rashba. But, so again, Bishalakam and Erev Tov Shilan. So they would do when you have these little fish, right? So you have these salted fish, and the Gemara says there's no Bishalakam on them. Because they're already edible, salted. So the cooking, like Rashi says, it's not really cooking, because it's not really benefiting it, because it was already edible. You know? So, fine. I saw it was interesting. The Rashba, you could ask, what's the Chiddush? I mean, we already know there's a universal principle that something which is edible raw. So the halacha is it's no bishlachim, right? It's mechlachai. So here, I mean, it's not raw, but it's salted, but it's the same thing. The point is, the bishul isn't really accomplishing anything, right? So the Rashba learns that the case is where the goy salted them, and then the goy cooked them. Okay? So therefore what? So therefore...
make them edible?
Yeah, so in a sense, the goy made them edible. I mean, the whole idea of bishlachim is because, look, it was already edible. Right? It's nechlachai, so it was already edible. What did the goy do? But here, the goy, I'll tell you what the goy did. The goy made them edible. But it's mutter because first he salted them, and there's no bishlachim on salting. There's no issur bishlachim on salting. And then he cooked them, but he already cooked something which is edible. So that, he says, that's the chiddush of this case. And you don't say, it's like then, that's considered like, I don't know how you define amin exactly, but I mean, it sounds compelling that, you know, you could hear a kind of feeling funny about the thing, you know? And I saw in the footnote, he brought down, there's like all kinds of tshuvos about this like sugar that the Ganyan make or something. I forget what it was. And the sugar, I don't know, sugar doesn't really sound like all shulcham malachim. But it's some sort of thing which they wanted, if it had this type of atar, is that first it was... I don't know what. I forget what it was. First it was maize, like not salted. I can't remember what it was. Some other process. And then you cook it. It's like the way you do it is it's like in two steps. And the first step it makes it edible, but it's not really cooked yet. But then the second step is what makes it edible. So they want to say, and so the second step is what it's cooking. So they want to say that's why it's not bishalakam, because there was an intervening step in the middle, which basically made it edible. Right, made it edible. Even though the guy did that, it made it edible, but it wasn't. It wasn't bishul. But then I saw they wanted to say is, nobody there. You'll argue it's one long process of bishul. It's like one process of bishul, which they mix with the guy. Here, it's really two separate things. There's merely salting it, which is a totally separate thing, and salting is not bishulakam. And then there's cooking. I mean, there's no continuous process of salting and cooking. They're two totally different things. So I don't know. It just looked interesting. It's an interesting question in Bishalakam, that type of a case. And that's where the Rashba learned that's the Kiddush. But we're not really in Bishalakam, so I'll let it slide. But I just thought it was very interesting. It's like a way around Bishalakam. Because you have the guy first salt it and make it edible and then cook it, so then it's going to turn out. It's not Bishalakam. Kind of, you know, if you can do it by everything, but... Okay, fine. So we want to know exactly, what does he mean, Rashi, when he says it's not Bishal? It doesn't help it. That's why it's saying is it's not bishlakum, because it's not bishul. Right? It's not bishul because since the salted fish were already edible, so therefore when you cook it, it's not really bishul. And then the Gemara says, what about for Erev Tov Shilin? So you'd have a havmina that wouldn't be good for Erev Tov Shilin either, because it's not bishul. Kamash Malon, no, it is bishul. It is a topshul, and bishlakam is different for some reason. So we don't know in like what sense. So we kind of realize that you want to boil it down to, is this thing a topshul or not? This thing which was edible salted, but then you cook it. Do you call it a topshul? Right? Do you call it a topshul? So in what sense would you say it is, and in what sense would you say it isn't? I think that's kind of what we're dealing with. And I don't know ultimately what's going on. So what we're bothered by is in what sense is it not bishul? When the thing is edible, it's already edible. Especially you're cooking the thing, it's a cooked item. It used to be raw broccoli, now it's cooked broccoli. It's cooked. So I understand, maybe you could give a reason why the Rabbanan warrant goes there, let's say by Beshel Akum in that case. That's fine, you come up with a good reason. But like friends, let's say by Olal Shulchan Malachim. Is the Zalach by Beshel Akum is if the food is not fit to serve at a king's table, so that's not, there's no Gezerah Beshel Akum. Because the whole Gezerah of Beshel Akum is that you'll come to intermarry, and the intermarriage comes when the goy makes you good stuff and fancy food, and then you kind of feel a certain kirav hadas, a closeness, and that will lead to problems. So the Gezerah is only when it's all Shulchan Malachim. If it's just, he makes you a little, French fries or whatever, so it doesn't, you don't have that type of intimacy, that type of a closeness, which will lead to intermarriage. Fine. So, but that's not saying it's not Beshel. Right, if a guy cooks fresh, it's bishul 100%. It's just that the time of the gezerah is not just to eat anything that the guy cooks. So if you want to tell me that if the thing was already edible, I could hear a saying, and maybe we'll get to this, but I could hear a saying is that if the thing was already edible, so the guy isn't really helping me that much. Right, something like that. It's like, look, it was already edible, so I could have eaten it already. So look, he made it a bit better or whatever, but essentially it was already edible. I could hear that kind of thing. But so therefore the Rabbanan warrant goes there. But Nashi's not saying that. He's saying ain't no bishul. So it seems like he's learning that in some sort of way it's actually lacking in bishul. And since it's ain't no bishul, you could argue it's not an Erev Tavshilin either. Right? So it seems like this somehow lacks in the quality of bishul. Now I'm just saying is that it changes the thing from raw broccoli to cooked broccoli. Why is that not bishul? Because it was already edible? So what? It was already edible. But it's still bishul. I mean, it's a process. You know, it's the same thing. What's the difference in terms of the process? Whether the thing happened to already be edible or not, it does not happen to already be edible. But, okay, so let's try it like this. Like you have a food. I'd say it like this. It is cooked when you have a cooked food. You could look at cooked as like a condition of the food, as a property of the food. Right? It's raw or it's cooked. Well, you could look at cooked as like the very definition of what the thing is. It's a cooked food. Okay, is cooked, or you could ask like that, is cooked merely a condition? You have a food and you're adding to it the property of cooked? Or do you say it's like a new essence? It's a cooked food. Okay? So I'd say it depends. If it's nechal chai, or it's not nechal chai. If the thing is already a food, broccoli, so then when you cook it, you're merely giving it a property of being cooked, what we call cooked. Right? It's just giving it a condition of cooked. Right? It's food, really. Its essence is just food. It just has a property of being cooked. But when you take meat and you cook it, so it's the very identity of the ochal. Is a cooked food. That's what it is. Meat is a cooked food. It's not a food until it's cooked. So it's like the cooked food, cooked in food, is a new essence. That's what a tavshil, the idea, the identity of the thing as a tavshil is not just a condition that the food has, but it's the very definition of the thing. It's a tavshil. It's a tavshil. A tavshil, you could, in a sense, you could say that a tavshil is a type of food. It's not just a condition in a food, but it's a type of food. A tavshil. What's a tavshil? A cooked food. What does that mean? It's a food whose existence is as cooked. It doesn't exist as raw. It's not. There's no food like that. Meat is a cooked food. It's not a raw food. It's not. It's raw. It's an animal. It's flesh, whatever. It's muscle. It's flesh. But it's as a food. Its identity is a tavshil. Right, but broccoli is broccoli. It's a food already. And you're just giving it a condition of being cooked. Okay, so far, I'm not done yet, but yeah, so you could look at bishul. There's a framework in which you could look at bishul as the process of creating a tavshil. Once again, I'm going to use the term, even though it's, you could say that a tavshil is, what what's the definition of a tavshil? A tavshil is a new essence called a cooked food. Okay? You could, I mean, depend, you could ask a question. You know, here, what's a tavshil? What does a tavshil mean? Does it mean only, is it in terms of a tavshil mean it's an essence? Where that's its identity? It's a cooked food? Would you say the shame of a tavshil applies even to something which has the condition of being cooked? Right? There's two ways to, we don't know. I mean, there's two ways of conceiving it. Okay, and insofar, if you define a tavshil as a new essence, that's what a tavshil is something whose identity as nochal is cooked. So then you could define bishul as the process of creating that entity. I mean, there are different ways to look at bishul, but there is a framework in which you define bishul as the process of creating a tavshil. It's not just the process of adding a condition. It's a different process. There's a process of adding a condition to an ochel, and then there's a product of creating a new type of an entity, creating a tavshil. Okay, they're different. They're different processes. And I think when he says, Einu bishul, what does he say? So I think he's saying is that in terms of bishul akum, the definition of bishul, I mean, there's different ways to define bishul. The definition of bishul is a bishul, which means is creating an entity. That's the bishul, which is bishul means. Bishul means you're created. He's created as a shem ochal. If the guy creates your ochal, creates a tavshil, that's the idea. Is he creates your ochal, means the process of bishul, if he creates a tavshil, creates an ochal, which is a cooked ochal, so then that's what they answer. But if the guy takes an ochal and gives it a property adds a property to it of being cooked, That's not the yeser. That's not bishul akum. Hold on. Maybe to get this thing clear a little bit, let's try to define now. Okay, we have kind of a general idea about what it's saying about bishul akum. So let's now define the question: is do you say by Erev Tavshilin this will suffice? You could use it for Erev Tavshilin. You know, the thing which is already edible, the salted fish which is already edible, and now you cook them. Right? Does that qualify for Erev Tavshilin or does it not qualify for Erev Tavshilin? Do you say that it's the same thing as like by bishul akum, that it's not bishul akum, so it's also it's not Erev Tavshilin? You say no. They're different. Bishul akum is not bishul akum, but if he's Erev Tavshilin, it's fine. Right? Yeah. Like this is that what's the halacha by bishul akum that is good? Is it pshat that it's not bishul akum? Is it pshat that the reason why it's not bishul akum is because that's not a tavshil? A tavshil means a new essence. A tavshil is not just the condition of a food, but a tavshil is a new identity called cooked food. It's a new essence. And therefore, bishul akum is you can't eat a tavshil created by an akum. And cooked broccoli is not that entity. It's not a tavshil. The shem tavshil means something whose essence is a tavshil, is a cooked item. And that's what you can't eat. So if a guy makes you broccoli, it's simply not a tavshil. So if it's not a tavshil, so then you can't be a tavshil either. Because the Eretz Avshilin has to be a tavshil. Okay, so friends of the cooked fish, the salted cooked fish, why is that not bishul akum? Is that because he's saying it's not a tavshil? Because a tavshil means an entity whose existence as an ochel is as a cooked ochel. So then that's why you can't place Eretz Avshilin either. It's not a tavshil. What do you say now? It's not the halacha by Eretz Avshilin, by bishul akum, is not a universal halacha that the shame tavshil only applies to the new essence. It's not true. Really, a tavshil is is a term that it applies to anything which has the condition of cooked, whether it's a new essence or not. But the halacha is it's a unique, it's a chiddush by bishul akum that since the whole Isser of Vishalakam is based upon the guy being Mahana, you know, benefiting the Jew, so the Torah Aser says that you can't eat a food which the guy created. When the guy creates a tavshel, when the very existence of the food is based upon the guy, then that's a different type of anah from the guy, and that's what the Rabbanan answered. It's not pshat that less than that is not a tavshel. It is a tavshel, but they limited the gezera to the case to the type of bishul, which is the two classes of bishul. So they limited the gezera bishul akum to the type of bishul which lends itself to the chashul chasnas. But it's not that generically that's not a tavshel. It is a tavshel. It's just that the Isser is not just eating any tavshel, just like they limited it to only tavshel to nechal shochem lachem. Still a tavshel, but the gzera is limited to a certain type of tavshel, the one which lends itself to chasmas. So similarly, they limited the gzera to a tavshel where the guy made the thing edible, not just the tavshel where the guy quantitatively improved. Yeah, the Rashba, I think the Ridva, and I just looked at last night, I found there's a Ridva about Zara. He says, in so long ago, so much I am, is on our Gemara. There's a parallel Gemara about Zara. It says, Pirith, Alpha Gadolini Bishal Goyim, Lo Achshave Lo Bishal, even though vis-a-vis Bishal Akam, we don't consider it like Bishal, Mishim, the last pay Mishim Chasmas, because it's not subject to Chasmas, Linian Eir Bishadvar, and Bishal, but then other things, it is Bishal. So as I'm saying, it's like, it's not saying that it's not Bishal. Categorically, universally. It's because of chasnas that the Torah selected a limited frame, limited definition of tavshel. But it's not a universal halacha. That's what the Gemara is teaching you. Is that it's not a tavshel visa, it's a strictly a vishlakam halacha. It's not a universal halacha. But even by Erev Tavshil, even by vishlakam, it seems to be the reason the category exists because there's a framework in which you could say it's not special. It's not just like they said it's only by these foods. I mean, there is a framework that you could look at it that way. And that's the framework which they limited it to, by Erev Tov Shilin, by Vishal Akam. But it's not a generic halacha and called to Akula, that's the definition of Vishal.